welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Today is July 9th, 2009, and we are going toward a police state. Just think of terms of the officers' uniforms when dressed for a Republican convention or the Democrat convention, when they have to have all of their armament and their plastic shields. Think in terms of police with their faces covered. Think in terms of SWAT teams, all because of the drug story. Anyway, we have escalated. We have police with tanks and armored vehicles to transport their officers. Has America become so wicked? We have an open border. We have an inundation of gangs because we do not choose to close our border. And we have many gangs all across the nation. We have high crime, an increase in crime. And all of this because we have a war on drugs that costs millions and billions and new kinds of police. Do you think of Mayberry sometimes and the friendly policeman? We have Joe in Virginia who would be liking to join with us, David and Sarah J. Joe in Virginia, welcome to Born on the 4th of July. A question or comment for our guests?
Yes, thanks, Barbara. Sarah, there's a talk show host at RBN named Ralph Winterode, who just after years of fighting up through the Ninth Circuit, back to the district court, got a 1983 ultra-virus suit into court on the same issues that you're talking about there. So I thought if you were looking for someone to help you with that, he got Ralph got a lot of excellent information from the federal judge Singleton up there, and he knows how to get these suits into court. If you know how to get to RBN's website and programs and hosts, you can find Ralph Winterode. He's the second one under the list under John Stattmiller's show, and he'd be an excellent person to talk to about that particular suit you mentioned.
Thank you.
Thank All you right. very much. Thank you.
Yeah, and his name is Ralph Winterode, W-I-N-T-E-R-R-O-W-D, at RBN. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Barbara, thank you for your show. It starts my day out as a truck driver, and I listen to it over my loudspeakers in the truck through my laptop. So thank you for being at RBN.
We're honored to join with you as you trek across America. Where do you go to?
All over the country.
Well, I think you represent part of our life's blood. We appreciate your effort. And David, do you have any comment for Joe in Virginia?
I just appreciate his call about the remedies that can be brought to bear against police that choose not to act within the law. We can talk more about that.
I'm going to get off the air. But I just wanted her to know that, you know, this one individual was successful in getting a suit into court, and he prosecuted himself. So there you go. There's some good information for you, and y'all have a nice day.
Thank you very much. So you're now, I think that before we go further, and I hand the mics back to you both, I'm a little bit alarmed by the fact, and we should be knowledgeable by the fact, that most police cars or vans are equipped with computers, and almost instantaneously they can check data that they could use to either help or hinder a case. Isn't that the situation, David? We'll go to break here and we'll answer that question. In-house computers in their cars.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We'll send that music at that tempo of the music along with Joe in Virginia in his truck. And we wish him well and safety as he travels along the highways of the United States of America. We now have George in Texas, and we'll ask you to hold just a minute. I was presenting the question about the computers in the police vans or police cars. That's the case, isn't it, David? They have that instant capability to check their computers?
I believe that's right, Barbara. And in the case of Sarah J., she explained that the officers told her they didn't know who she was, but they had a computer in their car with the court and identity information. It can be seen in her case as harassment and abuse for the officer to take Sarah J. and incarcerate her on the pretext that he needed to take fingerprints and do further identity checks by taking her to a precinct and incarcerating her in a holding cell. I think the computers in police cars should be used to shorten the inconvenience of being stopped, particularly as in Sarah J's case, when there are no crimes being committed and there was no crime committed.
George in Texas, we invite you to join with us.
How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, Greg Pound, Ralph Winterode, you know, Ralph Winterode got a lot of, cooperative agreements from these police departments with the federal government. You know, it's just like with these checkpoints and whatever, it's Domestic Violence Act or the Child Abuse Treatment Act. you know, these local municipalities apply for this federal money, and if you ever watch the show Cops, and they go to a domestic disturbance, and there's no evidence of anybody being beaten up, but yet somebody has to go to jail, so they arrest somebody. And they do that, and they get federal money. They get so many dollars per head they arrest. Well, the thing is, in these cooperative agreements, you know, when you arrest people to get federal money, you're no longer in the capacity of a police officer, but now you're a mercenary, a hired gun for the federal government. And that's another angle you could probably go at, because somebody's a cooperative, even at a DUI checkpoint, and they get federal money for it. They're no longer there as police officers. They're there as mercenaries, hired guns.
Could you say something more about cooperative agreements?
Oh, yeah, like these police chiefs and some sheriffs, they'll sign these cooperative agreements with the federal government, the county. Yeah, I mean, they're colluding with the county judge or the county commission. It's all collusion thing where they're contracted for performance, and for so many people they arrest or so many innocent children they snatch from innocent homes, they get federal dollars for it. And like I say, once they in this contract, they're not there as police officers, sheriffs, deputies, whatever. They're there as mercenaries and hired guns for the federal government for money.
These cooperative agreements, I'm not that familiar with them, but I think I've seen them even with private apartment buildings and things. Is that your experience?
Yes.
So a private apartment building could have a cooperative agreement with the police for some special protections or something in that nature. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes.
Part of the problem with like an apartment building having a cooperative agreement with the police, if the police act under color of law wrongfully, the cooperative agreement that was made by the apartment building manager could also be found to have acted under color of law. Just an interesting sideline point.
George, any other comment? We appreciate your contribution.
Well, I see. I'm going to call Ralph Renero, see if he can call in, sort of like clarify.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your listening in. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon to you. We have, I think what they're what he's referring to, and maybe it's also being a new term for it, but for what I'd heard years ago, was called memorandums of understanding, where they try to get the local law enforcement, be it a police chief or in a town or city and or a sheriff's department, to have a memorandum of understanding with the federal law enforcement that grants them, you know, some sort of a multi-jurisdictional task force status. They have those set up, multi-jurisdictional task force status, for different purposes, be it, you know, drug interdiction and things like that. But what I had seen happen, I guess it's been almost a decade ago, during the war on drugs being escalated, is anything that the local law enforcement would seize, or if they ran across a case of something that could rise to the level of interstate commerce, they would call the DOT in, I mean the DEA in, and they get a kickback at the end of the year. The Louisville, Kentucky police chief was in the newspaper bragging about how they had gotten some kickback of $160,000 or $600,000 over the course of a year. They'd seized people's property and with or without a trial. They'd seized people's property. Or you'd see occasionally in the newspaper, the United States of America versus a piece of property, which I think is interesting. They make a person, an artificial person, out of a piece of property, and the United States takes it to court and confiscates it. Well, this circumvents the state law, which in various states they pass laws that says that if something is seized or forfeited due to illegal activity, like growing illegal drugs or something, then that is to go to, it's supposed to be earmarked for education after it's auctioned off. The funds are supposed to go to education. Well, this totally circumvents any state laws, and this allows the police, essentially the local police, to be pretty much federalized because they end up being a bag man for the feds and totally ignore any state law that goes on.
It's interesting to contemplate all of this as we speak. There is the so-called hate crime legislation working its way through the Congress. And one of the provisions in that that is so frightening is that it allows the states and it allows the federal government to come in if they feel like the state or the legal system in the state has not properly taken care of a particular law activity, then the federal government is right at the ready to see that that is carried out under their auspices. And that's one of the things that is quite frightening in that current legislation. And also, I keep thinking of Gary Webb. You probably remember he took his life
supposedly.
Supposedly. And he was valiant. And it just makes chills go down me when I think about the fact that I was privileged to speak with him on an interview more than once. And he exposed the federal government and its involvement through the CIA with the drug running and the encouragement of the same in California, the year about 1995 that he wrote and exposed through the newspaper in San Jose.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, the paper supported him, and then they turned on him.
Uh-huh. And this is long after this Iran-Contra stuff had died out, you know, a decade or so after the Iran-Contra stuff had faded into the collective memory. Of course, you know, around here people occasionally talk about what Sally Denton wrote called The Bluegrass Conspiracy, which I think has direct connections back to Arkansas and a whole, you know, syndicate, if you want to call it that, of contractors that the CIA looked the other way as they took half of the stuff that half of the classified substance or whatever that was supposed to go to Afghanistan ended up on the streets of America and corrupted. We just had a deputy sheriff that was arrested, and the state police and the DEA people caught him out of the county in order to do it because I think they had a jurisdictional problem. Him being, is my understanding, and it varies from state to state, I'm sure, but the only person that can arrest a sheriff in a county is the coroner. The way, at least in Kentucky.
That's interesting. We could check that out in other states, but it is true, and we say it here, the sheriff of a county, Mike, in Kentucky, the sheriff has the power, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's the high sheriff, they used to call him.
Yeah, the sheriff has the highest power in each county.
Well,
and we need to remind them, if they're goodly sheriffs, that they are certainly empowered. They could tell the Fed to go home.
But there's pressure brought to bear. I can bring him up, I guess. Alex Jones and others have interviewed where they want to do these police state drills and stuff, and they bring pressure to bear through various ways in the political infrastructure. If a sheriff won't go along and sign this memorandum of understanding, then they try to, you know, put political pressure on them until they go along with it, and they go through whatever mayors and other elected officials, judge executives, or whatever they have to do, and even in some cases offering bribes by saying, hey, we'll donate to your favorite charity. Does your wife run a charity or do, you know, something like that, which is basically a bribe, you know, to get them to go along with whatever it is they want in this jurisdictional hand-in-glove stuff.
Okay, we appreciate your
thanks.
Comment. We're going to go to break. We have one other call to take, and then we'll return to David and Sarah J. and continue their story.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Deloitte in Idaho, good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. You're speaking with Sarah Jay, who's had experience in the courts and has been accosted by police and unjustified. And then we have an attorney here, David, who is consulting and speaking with us today. So, Deloitte in Idaho, if you have a comment or question.
Well, I have a comment. I have a story that's similar, and I don't want to go into the story, but basically I was stopped because I didn't have a headlight on my bicycle a block from my home. I ended up being tased 7 times and put in jail, and I was non-compliant the entire time, demanding my right to assistance of counsel. I informed the judge that he didn't have jurisdiction. I fired the public defender, and it ended up that I pled guilty to disturbing the peace, loud and unusual noise, and 4 felonies, which could have put me in prison for approximately 40 years, went away. And I was lucky enough that I have a bar cart attorney in my area who took on the case and filed a civil rights claim against the city of Coeur d'Alene and their police department and 9 of their officers. And there's 5 separate charges, and it's under the RICO Act, Racketeering and Influence Corrupt Organization. And I think that that's what we need to do with all these guys, because they are conspiring, 2 or more people. Originally, I reported to the FBI violations of 18 U.S.C. 241 and 242 and 4 and 3 and 2 and 1, and the FBI did nothing. And I made a second report to the FBI, and they did nothing. But once I got rid of the felonies, then we filed a claim in federal court. And most claims they file in the state court, where these thugs have immunity and they get away with it. On the witness stand, the police officer just lied and lied and lied. And if you and I got up on the witness stand and lied, we would go to prison for that. But yet these little thugs can do this. But I think the secret that everybody needs to know is they all act in concert to deny you your constitutionally secured rights under the color of law. And by doing that, they themselves have put themselves in a position where they can go to prison. And we need to do this, and we're also using that, I believe it's a 1983 statute under 18 U.S.C., I believe. And I just wanted to give everybody some hope. There is help out there. There are good attorneys who have a conscience and ethics, and we'll go out there and help the person who is being abused by the police state. And that's basically all I want to do. I just want to give people encouragement.
Well, don't go away quite yet, because maybe there will be questions from Sarah J. and from David. My question is, was it absolutely frightening to be tased, and did you ever think you were going to die?
Oh, yeah. I was lucky that one of my neighbors had a video camera and was videotaping the entire thing and was very vocal and let them know that he was videotaping. If it had not been for that, I would have died. I would have been beaten to a bloody pulp. I picked up a mag light that one of the officers had dropped. See, they pushed me to the ground and they tased me and thought that was going to take control. And they want to jump away from the body when they're tasing, or they get tased also. Well, this guy dropped his mag light, and I picked it up to protect myself with. And if that guy had not been videotaping, I would have been beaten to a bloody pulp that night. And they tased me several times, even after they had me down on the ground with two fat guys, holding me down on the ground. They tased me again and again. And that was an attempt to kill me. That's my opinion. They attempted to kill me with that taser that night. And if they could have got away with it, they would have pulled out their 9mm and done it with that.
How many officers were there?
By the time it was all said and done, there was over 9 officers that responded. But at the time that I was taken to the ground, there was approximately 5 officers on the scene, and 3 of them were engaged physically with me. One of them was the sergeant trying to defuse the situation, and I demanded that he arrest those other two officers because they had attacked me, they had assaulted me, and he refused to do that, and I demanded that he call the sheriff. I told him they didn't have jurisdiction over me, and, well, we're the city police. And I said, yeah, you're employees of a corporation. You have no jurisdiction over me. And, well, they continued to demand that I put down the mag light, and I told him to get away from me, and when that guy shot me with a taser, it was the third time at that point that I had been shot with a taser, it knocked me back against the building, and I got back up on my feet, and I went after the officer with a mag light. And it was my intention to get him out of my way and run down the street. I was a block away from my house. I was a block away from safety.
Okay, if you'll just hold with us a minute, we'll return back with David and then with Sarah J. if she has any comment. And I notice we have other callers as well.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
David and Sarah. David, if you have a question or comment for Deloitte in Idaho, and then Sarah, and then we can return to the status that we have now with your case and also a little bit about the judge and defending oneself. So, David, any question or comment for our taser victim? That's frightening.
First, I'd like to say if you could give the information about the case you filed to Barbara Jean off the air, I'd be very interested in pursuing learning more about your case.
Deloitte, I would suggest you call RBN and leave that information. They can get in touch with me.
Well, actually, if you got a piece of paper and a pencil, I can tell you right over the air how you can view the videos on YouTube.
Okay.
I have a unique name. It's a capital D, a little E, a capital L, and a little O-Y-D. And the last name is Scott with a capital S. You put that into your Google search engine, and the first two things that come up will be the videos. One of them is the dash cam video, and the other one will be the video that the neighbor took. There's four videos total, I believe.
The police video this incident?
The neighbor.
Part of the one video is the dash cam video from the police car.
Okay.
And there's no sound conveniently to that. But But the one that the neighbor videotaped, there's good sound there. And the video itself, it's hard to see, but you'll get the message. And then the third and the fourth one down, one of them is I'm a member of coppercards.com, and the fourth or fifth one will be the court case itself, and it's filed in federal court.
What federal court?
It's the federal court in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I think it's the... I don't know. I think it's the ninth district.
Oh, that's fine.
But anyway, it's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Kootenai County. And if you've got a subscription to Pacer, then you'll be able to see the whole case file.
Wow. Tell me, if you will, when you filed your claim through the FBI, which would have been the deprivation of rights under color of law. Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 242, and conspiracy against rights under 18 U.S.C. Section 241. Uh-huh. What was your experience?
They told me before I even left the office that nothing would be done about it.
And what was your understanding as to the reasons why they would not pursue?
They would not give a reason.
What is your opinion on why they did not pursue that?
Because they're part of the old boy club. They're not going to. These officers are out doing the bidding for the federal government. Every person, when the state adopts federal statutes, then the federal government pays them to prosecute people under those statutes or codes or whatever, and then the federal government gives them money for each day that they're in jail. And
Are you talking about these cooperation agreements, or is this just something different you're talking about?
Well, it's my understanding that whenever the state adopts a federal statute, then the police go out and they charge somebody with a federal statute, then the federal government compensates the county or the state courts for prosecution of that violation, supposed violation of the federal statute. And then when they put them in jail or prison, then they receive something like $270 a day for each day that this person is in prison. And that's one of the ways that the state courts make their money. That's just one of them. Not to mention the fact that as soon as you sign your signature when you're in jail, they get you to sign the signature. You're voluntarily going into jail, and they use that signature to create bonds, and they collect the interest off those bonds. That's a little-known secret that the American people don't know. But these organizations are so corrupt from the top to the bottom. They are so corrupt, and we don't know it.
These kind of transfers of money, that should be in the public information system somewhere.
It should be, but it's not. They cover it up. There's a lot of people who are working on how to get this, get these numbers. It's all connected with the International Monetary Fund, the Federal Reserve, the Internal Revenue Service. It's all tied together. It's a huge, huge corrupt organization.
Now, an example I saw recently in the newspaper was where two judges were convicted of crimes by receiving kickbacks from private prisons for convicting children and adults to these private prisons. That's the shocking, but that kind of falls in line with what you're suggesting here.
Yeah. We voted down a jail expansion in our area. And they are just going ahead with the jail expansion anyway, even though
with private people or through the county or
it's the county that wants to do the jail, but they're hiring private people to do it. They're going to Florida to get an engineer to engineer it. I mean, it's been voted down. The public has said we don't want it, but they want those extra beds because each one of those beds is $200 to $300 a day. I don't know the exact figure on this. I've heard different things.
But
Sarah J., do you have a question or comment for Deloitte from Idaho?
Yes. First, I want to say your story is just heart-wrecking. That was such a horrible thing that you had said, what had happened to you. Makes my situation look very light. Of course, at the same time, we need to focus on none of our rights being violated, no matter how minute it may sound. And the question I did have, David had already answered about his case, so I'll be able to follow up on it. But I just wanted to say again, I'm sorry that you had to go through that. That's a horrible thing, and no one should have to go through it. And I guess that's another point I would like to make, is if we don't stop, if we don't educate ourselves on our rights and the laws and bring it up in court and tell them they have to abide by the Constitution and the laws and these, especially the cops, because they're the ones harassing us, and the judges cannot allow this to continue and happen. If we don't do this, then this is what happens, is what the gentleman on the air has experienced, because they have gotten away with so much for so long. They think they're God. They think they can do anything they want. And it's our job, our duty, and our responsibility as an American to stop all this little, no matter how little it is, any violation is a violation to all of our rights. And so it must be stopped, and we must stand up and voice and educate ourselves on what the law is before it gets so out of control that we experience what this gentleman has extremely unfortunately experienced.
And in addition, the taser has been really enlarged upon, and for crowd control and the distances and the effectiveness and the capability of this non-lethal weapon, a frightening aspect of policing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller now, Alex in New York, and we'll take this call. The information from the callers adds to our show. We appreciate your joining with, and I want to take this opportunity to thank David, the attorney, for contacting me, and Sarah J. and her experience and her capability to speak well, defend herself in court, and win. That's the good point. She won her case. We'll go to Alex, and then we'll go back to Sarah. Okay, Alex in New York, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
What I wanted to say was that we should all get together. Like this radio station, I'm a new listener, and this radio station, it's a great thing. And I think that all of us need to get together and put our minds and our information together. And I made a comment earlier, I sent an email, that there should be a like a equivalent of a 911 for the real problems, you know, for the real republic problems, you know, that we deal with every day. And not I didn't have so many big problems in my past, but yesterday, for example, I went to the bank to open up a bank account, something very simple. People do it every day. And then just before I was about to walk out of there, I asked them for a copy of my documentation, my paperwork, which as far as I understand, is called full disclosure. Give me a copy of my paperwork. They flat out refused. And I'm sitting at the table with this guy, and I go, you're telling me that you're not going to give me a copy of this document that has my information on it that I signed, and you're not going to give me a copy of it? He goes, well, it's not our policy. So I took the paper, took all of my documents. I, you know, put them all together. I'm holding them in my hand. I said, well, there's two things going to happen right now. One of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to give me a photocopy of my paperwork, or I walk out with the originals. Basically, the manager, everybody, was like five people coming up to me. You can't take that. You can't have that. I go, is it your property? Whose property is this? They go, it's the bank's property. I go, no, it's not. Whose name is on it? Whose title is on it? It's mine. What I'm trying to say is that we need to get together, and when we get into these situations, call this, you know, hypothetical 911 and say, I've been, you know, someone, you know, committed a crime. And we need to realize if this was a crime, and do something, get together as a people, and fight back. Not just let this person fight his own battle, which they're trying to do, but it's hard, but come back with them with a vengeance. All of us get together, find a solution, and get back at these government, you know, I want to say a bad word, but I'm not.
Thank you for your input. Sarah J., we'd like to hear a little more from you and certainly in response to Alex.
Yes, he is right. And there are a lot of sites out there. There's CopWatch. There's a whole bunch of sites that are out there. Unfortunately, this is not my first incident with the police. I've been going through the system for now about 12 years, and it's a very scary situation where there are organizations that are supposedly supposed to be helping the people, but come to find out they're working with the system. And so you have to be very careful who you get involved with and who they are, because they may say they're someone when they're not, and they're going against you and against the people, against our rights.
Did those organizations start out differently and get kind of corrupted?
That would be a guess. I do not have that answer. I do know of one specifically where they seemingly start out to be good, and then the person who was running it just liked a whole bunch of attention. There was so much evidence of her having information that the family themselves didn't have, where she was telling people to leave the state to protect them and their children from the state of illegal activities that they were doing, trying to strip the family and the American family. So she would tell them, okay, I got a place for you to go. Go somewhere. Let's say it's New York. And like a couple months later, she'll tell me, hey, guess what? The state is going to come in and take their baby when she has her baby. And I said, oh, my gosh, what is she going to do? Does she know about this? And she says, they don't even know about this. And I started thinking, how do you know it? And they don't. It's just things like that start to come up, come out. But there's a lot of organizations that get paid off and bought off. And just to turn you in, a lot of people don't know about this, but it's called COINTELPRO. That's huge. That's the government official breaking human rights organizations. And so you have to be very careful who you deal with, who they are. Don't give out any specific information, even where you're located, because I just like to deal with very minimal people and stay low, because you just don't know who you're dealing with. There was this one gentleman, he was in the Black Panther Party, and he was in prison for, I think, approximately 24 years in New York. And he brought out the case of this COINTELPRO and the FBI being involved. It sounds like some kind of a wacko conspiracy theory, but the fact is that a lot of your Black Panthers were set up to say, set up, and the police are saying, okay, they killed a cop, when they come to find out they're not the one that did it. The cops are shooting each other, saying that the Black Panther Party is doing it. Why did they do this? Because they became very powerful for their protection of the human rights of their race, because they had been so violated by the system for ever since they've been here in the United States. And so they just got sick and tired of it. They wanted to do better for the community, and the government did not like that. It was Edgar Heward, the FBI director, that started this in the 70s. Well, this man in New York brought this COINTELPRO. It's I forgot the definition of it, but it's an intelligence operation.
It's surveillance. It's surveillance of people that they denied. And
and they infiltrated the police department.
That is correct.
They would take tests, and they'll do the test and put the wrong blood sample in there, you know, switch tests around. All this came out in evidence just a few years ago in New York. And so it's not a quacko conspiracy theory or government likes for us to believe that some kind of conspiracy. If someone talks about conspiracy theory, you know, they need some mental counseling because something's psychologically wrong with them. Well, it's not us. It's them for doing this to the American people. They're just way out of control, and you have to be careful who you deal with because it's very dangerous.
In this decade, we had a happening here in Utah. This is a review, but under our Governor Leavitt, who just then went to Washington to be the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary, the time frame, that's why I'm putting that out, and the Lieutenant Governor was in charge. And we learned that under Governor Leavitt, all of the database for our driver's licenses for 17 age and above were joined with a database with Jeb Bush in Florida under the Matrix.
Yes.
And no one was inquired if they
it.
Were to, wanting that to happen. They circumvented the legislature. Then we had a little hearing, which was sort of half-baked. But this happens, ladies and gentlemen, and the rectitude is slow to come. We appreciate those who have called in. And David, any comment that you might have? We'll go to break. I can hear the music, I believe.
I'll wait until we return.
Okay.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
The final segment of Born on the 4th of July for today, July 9th, 2009. David and Sarah J., I want to thank you. And David, you were speaking, and I'm going to insert my question a little bit about the judge and were the police people reprimanded in any way. So David and then Sarah J., thanks to everyone.
I'd just like to say, following on that last caller, that it would be an important show to talk about COINTELPRO and some of these other more organized kind of attempts by the federal government to interfere with constitutional rights. However, in conclusion, I'd like to say that we appreciate when the police do protect us and serve us and follow the Constitution, and they get a certain immunity when they do that. However, when police deprive drivers and citizens of their U.S. constitutional rights, as we've discussed, and act wrongfully under color of law, there is no immunity for this. And in suits against officers and policemen that go out of the bounds of their duties, there are actions that can be brought. The Civil Rights Act under Section 1983 of Title 42 of the United States Code, and the Deprivation of Rights under Color of Law, Title 18 of the United States Code, Sections 242 and Conspiracy under 241. We've heard some disparaging remarks about some of these statutes, but I wanted to stress that there are avenues to stand up to the police, and I would concur with Sarah Jay that we should all stand up when we get the chance. And just confirm that Sarah Jay is apparently looking for counsel to help her proceed with her claims, and would just wish her the best, and would hope that the public ultimately bands together to protect themselves against being harassed and abused by state actors and the police. That's my final word.
Thank you, Sarah Jay.
Yes, I would like to continuously say, stress how important it is that we stick together and we help one another, and the idea the gentleman had of having some kind of a 911 is a really, really good idea. And when you build something like that, you really have to screen the person on who you're dealing with. You can't just allow anyone to get involved, because that's very dangerous. You have to screen the person. You could have like a website open and available for the people where they could add their stories in there and have like some kind of a watch and have people put their stories up there and their court documents, if there are any kind of information they have as evidence of what their experiences are, and have the cop's name up there. And so when that cop's name has been appeared a few times, we should be able to go to their authorities or Class 1983 Act and say, this is not a one-time incident. This is a continuous incident that this cop is acting in this manner, and have an oversight over this. But as far as the people that are involved on who's the oversight, you have to do two important things. One, screen them, know who they are. And two, make sure that they're going to do their job properly. If you have someone screening, putting the information in there, but they're not
the
doing
time
anything
is up
with
here,
the information.
Sarah Jay. Okay. Our time is over. We appreciate. Were the cops reprimanded?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's my
still
next
to
step.
Come.
That's 1983.
We'll keep you posted, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for being on Born on the 4th of July.
With recent internet